Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Eltek Ltd. Third Quarter 2019 Financial Results Conference Call. All participants are present in a listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded November 20th, 2019. Before I turn the call over to Mr. Eli Yaffe, Chief Executive Officer, and Alon Moualem, Chief Financial Officer, I'd like to remind participants that comments made during this conference call may contain projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or the future financial performance of Eltek Limited. These statements are only projections and reflect the current beliefs and expectations of the company. Actual events or results may differ materially. With that said, it is routine for internal projections and expectations to change as quarters progress. All forward-looking statements are based on information available to the company on the date hereof, and the company assumes no obligation to update such statements. Please refer to the documents the company files from time to time with the SEC, specifically the company's annual report on Form 20-F, its periodic reports on Form 6-K, and the safe harbor language contained in the company's press releases. These documents contain and identify important factors that could cause the company's actual results to differ materially from those contained in its projections or forward-looking statements, which the company urges all investors to consider. Eltek undertakes no obligation to publicly release the revisions to such forward-looking statements that may be made to reflect events or circumstances after the date hereof or to reflect the occurrence of unanticipated events. I will now turn the call over to Mr. Eli Yaffe. Mr. Yaffe, please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us, and welcome to Eltek's 2019 third quarter earnings call. With me is Alon Moualem, our Chief Financial Officer. We will begin by providing you with an overview of our business and a summary of our principal factors that affect our results in the third quarter of 2019, followed by details of our financial results. After our prepared remarks, we will be happy to answer any of your questions. By now, everyone should have access to our third quarter press release, which was released earlier today. The release will also be available on our website at www.nisteceltek.com. This is the third quarter in a row that the company present an operating profit as well as net profit with accumulated nine months EBITDA of $3 million. These results were accomplished despite higher financial expenses that were incurred due to the devaluation of the U.S. dollar against the new Israeli shekels during this quarter. Our revenue in the third quarter of 2018 were $9.3 million as compared to revenue of $8.5 million in the third quarter of 2018. We are glad that this quarter's results continue to reflect the implementation of our previously announced turnaround plan. Even so, it is still not reflected in our revenue. The macro environment and tariffs in the U.S. products imported from China may provide positive backwind for the segment of military products that Eltek produce. The increase in our top line reflects the continued market recognition of our high quality and reliable products. Our customers continue to see the value proposition of our products and have a great deal of trust in our company. We are still facing challenges in our business and operation, but we are all focused on expanding our business while maintaining the trends of improved operation efficiency. I will now turn the call over to Alon Moualem, our CFO, to discuss our financials.
Thank you, Eli. I would like to draw your attention to the financials for the third quarter of 2019. During this call, I will also be discussing EBITDA non-GAAP financial results. Eltek uses EBITDA as a non-GAAP financial performance measurement. Please see our earnings release for the definition and the reason for its use. As Eli mentioned, revenues for the third quarter of 2019 increased to $9.3 million compared to revenues of $8.5 million during the third quarter of 2018. Gross profit increased from $973,000 or 11.4% of revenues in the third quarter of 2018 to $1.8 million or 18.9% of revenues in the third quarter of 2019. During the third quarter, we had an operating profit of $568,000 as compared to an operating loss of $307,000 in the third quarter of last year. Net profit was $391,000 or 9 cents per fully diluted share, compared to a net loss of $463,000 or 23 cents per fully diluted share in the same quarter last year. During the third quarter of 2019, we had a positive EBITDA of $940,000 compared to EBITDA of $109,000 in the third quarter of 2018. During this quarter, net cash provided by operating activities amounted to $1.4 million compared to $164,000 in the third quarter of 2018. During the first 9 months of 2018, the company achieved a positive operating cash flow of $2.7 million as compared to cash used in operating activities of $950,000 in the same period last year. During the second quarter, we completed the rights offering to our shareholders and raised the net amount of $3.3 million. The proceeds from the offering improved our working capital and were used in part to reduce our line of credit as well as for general corporate purposes. The remaining proceeds may be invested in plant and equipment. During the third quarter, we filed a shelf registration statement to provide the company with the ability to raise additional funds. We are now ready to take your questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you're using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your question will be pulled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we pull for your question. The first question is from Nachum Moshevitz. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you very much for taking my question, and congratulations for the good quarter. I wanted to know exactly who are your competitors and what's your claim to fame against them? Thank you.
Nachum, can you please return the last section of the question?
Yes, sure. Sure, I wanted to know who are your competitors, and if you think you have a claim to fame against them. I mean, if you think you're better than them, so why and in what way?
Yeah, okay, the question was, thank you, Nachum, for the question.
Thank you.
We are in the PCB business, and we have in Israel mainly one big competitor, and in the United States, all PCB manufacturers are our competition, but we are in quite a niche that we are in a segment of low-volume, high-mix products, which put us in a niche that the competition is lesser than the wide broad of PCB manufacturers. If you take this group and divide it to defense, aerospace, and medical devices, we are in a sub-niche of this niche.
And your competitor in Israel is? Camtec?
PCB Technologies.
Oh, PCB. Okay. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank
Keep
you.
Up the good work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. The next question is from Stephen Galt of Smoke Trading. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning. Congratulations on a great quarter, and thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I had a brief question for you, specifically related to any future potential offerings to raise capital for the company to continue operations. Can you elaborate on whether or not you see this as potentially necessary in the near term?
Hi, this is Alon. As I mentioned, we filed a baby shelf prospectus during the third quarter in order to provide the company the ability to raise funds if market condition will support such fundraising. Other than that, we wouldn't like to comment any further in this matter.
Okay, understood. So, particularly from a cash flow perspective, do you all see yourselves in a what you would describe to be a financially stable condition leading into 2020 at this point?
Steven, as Eli Yaffe speaking, as we recalled before, our current cash flow is positive.
Perfect. Thank you. I appreciate it.
There are no further questions at this time. Before I ask Mr. Yaffe to go ahead with his closing statement, I would like to remind the participants that a replay of this call will be available tomorrow on LTEC's website, www.nisteceltec.com. Mr. Yaffe, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Yes. Before we conclude our call, I would like to thank all our employees for their efforts to make LTEC profitable again and capitalize our strengths to renew our position as a leading high-end PCB manufacturer. I would like to thanks again to our customers, partners, investors, and LTEC team for their continued support. Thank you for all joining us for this today call. Have a good day.
This concludes the LTEC LTD Third Quarter 2019 Financial Results Conference Call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.